Welcome back. This is the Talk Tech. My name is Femi Greaterheight. www.worldpoverty.io. Now, Nigeria has a poverty record of 95.9 million Nigerians living in extreme poverty. That is less than $1.90 per day. Now, according to the minister, Ajia Sadia Farouk, the register, according to those that are poor, that's the poor, the social register for the poor, it has about 11 million people on it. That's 11,045,537 people from 2,644,493 households as at March 31st. Now, that is the target. Now, that is over 2 million people, 2 million households that were being considered for the 20,000 naira. 20,000 naira is equivalent to about $52. Now, according to the president, they are planning to scale up that number from over 2 million to 3 million. Now, the 1 million will now be coming from urban poor. That's those that are poor in the city. So that is called the urban poor. And how do we get the 20,000 naira to the urban poor? That is the question of the day. Now, the question is that according to the minister, there are three ways to get this money to people. There are three options. The beneficiaries will come from these options. Number one is that they are going to use the National Social Register. That is the register that has the number of very, very poor people, or the number of not too poor, or the rich persons. Now, the second option is through the bank verification number. That's the BVN. So, since you have one BVN for all your accounts, they can scan through accounts to ensure that you have 5,000 or less before you can benefit on the 20,000 naira palliative. Now, the third option is for those that are recharging 100 naira or below. Because according to the government, if you are recharging 100 naira or below for the past prior few days or since this COVID-19 started, that means you are very poor. I'll drop my own opinion about the whole of this. So I want you guys to call and tell me what you think about this. 20,000 naira through BVN. If you get accounts and you get 6,000 naira, you get 5,500 naira, you get 5,100 naira, the government is saying you are not eligible for the 20,000 naira palliative. That means you are not poor. So if you have 6,000 naira, you're not poor. If you have 7,000 naira, you're not poor. You are able to get that 20,000 if you have 5,000 naira and below. And I heard some whispers that some people are trying to withdraw the money from their accounts. Now, people are trying to withdraw the money from their accounts. May God, federal government never scan the account. See, if they want to know, they will know the number of people that will just withdraw their 5,000. So those of you that are saying you're going to withdraw your money, or you just withdraw like 2,000, make the money short, small. So notice, the government is always trying to upscale that 2 million household to 3 million. So they're only catering for additional 1 million urban poor. 1 million urban poor. So give me your opinion. What do you think about this? They also said if you are recharged 100 naira or below, that means you are also in quotes, you are poor, and you fall into the category of people that would receive the 20,000 naira, according to this report. Now, what is your opinion? Someone like me, now, if you are judging by credit, I'm not even part of it. And if you are judging by money in the account, some people have more than 5,000, not because they are rich. Some people have 10,000 naira in their account, but the money is borrowed. How does the government know borrowed money in your account? So, what is your opinion? 0022 991045. What do you think about all of this? And Do you think, judging by this criteria, you'll be part of it? If you know you are not part of the urban poor, don't tell me you should be getting the 20,000. Vulnerable by Selena Gomez. So are you vulnerable? Are you the vulnerable ones in the society? You can give me a call. Let us rub minds on this 20,000 naira, 100 naira recharge card, and the 5,000 naira or below in your bank accounts. The conversation is just more just rub mine few calls. What do you think about this 100 naira below in your account, or the 5,000 naira or below in your bank account? So how do we measure poverty using those metrics? Hello, what is your name?
My name is Mrs. Onyela from Biakuko.
So, yes. What is your opinion about this?
My opinion is that they should distribute the money to our reverend.
Your reverend?
Oh, imam.
Oh,
imam.
Mm, okay.
Those workers in the church.
Okay.
Because some people don't have handset and they don't recharge. And some people don't have a bank account.
Hmm.
And they don't have any money in the bank.
Mm.
How are they measuring? By using a handset and a bank account. By using our respectable reverend, our imam.
Okay.
They will know those people that are poor in the environment.
Okay. Okay.
That is my own opinion.
Okay, thank you so much for calling. Now, she is saying they should distribute this money to the reverends, the imam, or the traditional rulers, I believe. Now, I'm going to corroborate your story with a particular data from the Nigerian Interbank Settlements System, NIBSS. Now, the number of those that have BVN in Nigeria stands at 41,620,836. Dated, that report is dated March 29th. So that means out of 200 million estimated Nigerians, only 41,620,836 have bank accounts with BVN. Hello? Hello?
Hello, my name is Ade calling from Odo State.
Okay, Ade calling from Odo State. So Ade, I've put all the statistics in front of you. So what is your opinion?
My opinion, the way they are doing it is not good though. Like me now, they used to send money to my account. So I don't even know what to say now.
But let me ask you a question.
Because they are sending money to my account. Just to give to my dad. For now, I don't think maybe I'm eligible for that money now.
But are you part of the people that the government calls urban poor? Are you actually poor?
I'm not poor.
Hey, so you can't. There's no point. They should give you the money. Abi, are they?
But I don't have money, but I'm not poor.
You don't have money, but you're not poor.
I'm not poor.
Okay, let's see if the government would think about something around that.
Maybe let's put the money for 20,000 or 150,000 naira downward.
Okay. Okay.
That's my own opinion.
Okay, thank you very much for calling.
Yeah,
you know, I already said something that it's possible that you have money in your account, but the money is not yours. Automatically, you are not poor in the eyes of the government. And if you are the type that you are recharging, for example, if somebody just sent you money maybe like 2 weeks ago, you can't recharge 200 naira credit. The government is automatically saying by this analysis that if you have recharged your phone with credits of 100 naira or less, you are part of those that is under the urban poor. Now, what about those that recharge 200 naira? We be saying, now, person just send the credit for them when they recharge the 200 naira. That means you are out of it already. That's the meaning. Hello? Hello?
My name is Mr. Hale. Calling from Igoba.
Okay, Igoba. So, what is... Okay, what is your own opinion?
My own opinion about this issue is that the issue of BVN is only one third that is having that BVN. So that money cannot circulate around.
Now, can I tell you something?
Okay.
Now, the government is targeting 1 million urban poor. That means their idea of urban poor is around the 1 million people mark. So the government does not want to give the 20,000 to everybody. They only want it to go an addition of 1 million people, which will be shared to only those that are poor in the urban cities.
Okay.
So that is the interpretation.
Definitely, the 40,000 people is not equal to 1 million.
Okay.
So definitely, the government should try to design another strategy to share the money among the poor of about 1 million so that the money can circulate around.
Maybe like and up to 5 million, Abi?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that is the best option.
Okay.
Because at times when they give such an idea, not... The
ideas
is not always materialized.
Okay.
If we do this now, things will work. But if there's another strategy to share the money among so that the money can circulate all through.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
They overthink or maybe sense they worry me. I got a reason to say, okay, make me and government rub minds together. If you see 5,000 for my account, you know, now 20,000 you won't give me before, Abi. So if I get less than 5,000, maybe like 6,000 naira for my account, maybe, because 6,000 is just 1,000 naira on top of 5,000, Abi. So if me and government feel rough minds, we can say, okay, oh, government, I know say I no qualify, but because of that 20,000, remove 6,000, give me 14,000, so that your 14,000 plus my 6,000 go come be 20,000. I don't know if I overthink or maybe oversense they worry me. I just the reason I'm saying, okay, if I can't get 5,000, I feel tell government, say, government, don't worry, I have 5,000 already, you give me 15,000, you get, so that your 15,000 plus my own 5,000, you can't be 20,000, we can't balance out like that, Abi. So that is my own. I don't know if I over talk. So what is your opinion? Those of you that you have already recharged 500 naira, you don't shoot yourself for leg with that. And those of you that you are saving people's money, maybe say the money no be on you, poor gone, you poor where, you poor where, like original poor, but you can't go they save people money for your account. Let me say, you don't qualify with that. Now, another sense we can't do me be say, okay, instead of the 20,000, you know, say if 20,000 won't go to 1 million people, what if we make them 10,000, make it go to 2 million people? Abi? I don't know if that over sense, they worry me, but I just drop my own small sense. The small sense what I feel gather over the years. Now I don't drop so. Hello?
Okay, my name is Emenike Sunday.
Oh, Emenike Sunday, okay.
Yeah.
So what is your opinion?
My opinion is that women should be very sincere to themselves.
The government should be sincere to themselves.
They share that money during a extra time. They should share it to Nigeria. People are suffering. People are really suffering. How much our population is about 240 million, let's say 200 or 220 million.
Yes, about 201 million.
How much? If you share it 1 billion, everybody will get money. Even if it's 20,000 or 50,000, if they share it, people will be okay. But it's too much. All these conditions they give us, they share, maybe these people qualify or people are not qualified. Doing this.
Okay.
So they need to be sincere and help people.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling. Okay. He is saying the government should be sincere. I believe all of us should be sincere as well. Now, if I'm going by your own statistics, which is about 201 million Nigerians, that's population, estimated population. Now, not be the old 201 million. Let's break it down. Out of that 201 million, not every of the 201 million is poor. The truth, let's just put the truth out. Now, what is population, or what is the percentage of poverty? The percentage of poverty is 45%. So, according to the metrics from worldpoverty.io, 45% of Nigerians are living in extreme poverty. So, that's left with how many percent now? 55%. 55% means that in that 55, there are those that can, they are not rich, but they can take care of themselves. They have work. Some have work and some don't have work. Some that have work have good paying jobs. Some don't have good paying jobs. Out of that 55 as well, we have entrepreneurs. Those that are not working with anyone, they have their own business. So when we look at all of that and we look at how much does Nigeria have, it will shock you that we have about $40 billion dollars in our foreign reserve. That one, we cannot even touch that one for now. Now, the government took $150 million from our SWF, the sovereign wealth of the nation. We took $150 million. Now, that shows you that, number one, we no one took ourselves into borrowing. And how many people is available to borrow you money? So, how much is the government injecting into the economy that they should now give 20,000 to 200 million people? Now, I know some of you are saying, oh, the government have the money and some billion can go around like that. The reality is this. We have recurrent expenditure and we have capital expenditure. Recurrent expenditure of a nation is an expenditure that they do every month, every week, every quarter. For example, salaries. Now, by now, the federal government should be thinking of how to release money for April salaries, especially for federal workers, and allocation to states so that they can offset salaries for states that are owing more than 1 month. They can pay salaries, because those are still part of those. If you don't pay those ones as well, they will join the whole category of urban poor. So everything is around, going around in circles. Now, I would say this, and I say this not being on any side of everyone. I said, this nation has what it takes. The sixth largest producer of oil. According to the OPEC Plus, we are the sixth largest producer of oil. And we have Russia. We have Saudi Arabia. Although their foreign reserve, it is not only oil that makes up their foreign reserve. They have other things, technology, like that, that brings money into their foreign reserve. But for Nigeria, our foreign reserve, the money that we call our foreign reserve, about 90% of that value is coming from oil. We don't have technology. We don't have exporting manpower. We don't have a lot of companies outside the country that are bringing money into our foreign reserve and all of that. So technically, I would say we had our moment of abundance now from about $60 per barrel. The Brent crude oil is now around, is hovering between $30 to $33. And the 2020 budget of Nigeria was prepared using $58 per barrel. Now, you prepared a nation's budget using $58 per barrel, because we didn't know that, oh, coronavirus is going to hit the entire world. Now, coronavirus has hit the entire world. Imagine shutting your budget from $57 per barrel calculation to about $30 per barrel. That means that there is no money to really take a larger chunk of what is in our budget. Nigeria will have to get to a point and say, let us let go of some of the capital expenditure and focus on the recurrent expenditures, in particular salaries, payment of salaries, allowance, gratuity, and everyone that is in that category. So that is what we are seeing. I know this is all too much for a lot of people to take in, but actually, no money for the country. If we look at, based on these statistics, we no really get money. Some of you are saying, oh, they gave us money, they borrow us money, they do this. Some money that we're giving, sometimes when they give you money, it's not coming as form of cash. Let me take this call. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hello, sir.
Professor Balu.
Yeah, how are you doing, sir?
So what is your opinion about all of this?
Yeah, my opinion is very straightforward.
Okay.
We've seen what is happening in the United States, in the UK, and the rest of the world. These people, they set effort together to fight and to help feed the virus.
Okay.
But in our own country, we have very many poor people, but I would suggest, or rather by the federal government, to stop paying all salaries for now.
Wow.
They should stop. Please let me talk. If we stand together, we're going to feed the virus in no short time. So I believe if we work together, because we don't have much reserve, as you're saying, and right now, but if we combine effort together, as we all, we know that we have more percentage of the people that are poor. If we combine that, we know it's going to work as quick as we can, because if we solve the right thing now, I can assure you that even Olga, we kill more than the virus itself.
So you're suggesting they reduce the salaries of the senators and the House of Assembly, right?
They should even stop on salary. They all have money. This is a free-for-all fight. We should fight it together. But there are some people that don't have money, they don't account. So that is what we say. If you don't pay them now, it doesn't mean that they're going to suffer. We should raise it so we can survive this time together. That is what I'm saying.
Okay.
The president should, if there's anybody that can talk to him, he should stop the salary. They're not going to die. But there are a lot of people that I can assure you that all that will kill if case not taken. So that is my advice, sir.
Okay, thank you very much, Professor Balu.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Okay, now according to Professor Balu, is of the opinion that they stop all salaries of senators and the red carpet and the green carpet guys. They stop their salaries completely. That if they stop their salary, these guys are not going to die because they have money somewhere. Let them put this money back into the economy. Man, you're my legal.
Hello, Mom, Titi, I'm Titi Layo from Idore.
Oh, okay, Titi Layo from Idore.
Yes,
so, Titi Layo, what is your opinion?
Yes. I want to, my own contribution to this program is that,
okay.
What about those that do not have a bank account? How are they going to join the program?
Okay.
Those that do not have bank account or BVN, how are they going to enjoy it?
They will have phone numbers now.
Okay, yes. Uh-huh. Okay, because there is something through their phone
numbers. No. They would use their phone numbers to know if they are poor or not. For example, if you are recharging 100 naira or below, you are, for example, you are categorized as the urban poor, part of the urban poor list. So for those that can that are recharging 100 naira or below. So they're either going to get people using BVN or the social register or the telecommunications provider. They're going to liaise with the telecommunications provider and get those that are recharging less than 100 naira. Now, this 100 naira one, I don't dig it at all. Personally, I don't dig it because... this credit that we are talking about, so there are people that have two lines, for example. Let's say in a house, you have how many lines do people have in a house? If we say households, are we saying one person in that house or everybody that has a line in that house that is recharging less than 100 naira. So if we have five people in that house recharging less than 100 naira, do we put them as one, or we just say, okay, since we are bringing it as a household, if one person is recharging less than 100 naira, is qualified. So it takes the 20,000 for the entire household, right? So the thing on that particular method, it won't get some out of my eye, kind of. But I can still dig the whole BVN. And for some of you that say, oh, you have money in your GT, but you don't have money in the UBA, BVN is for all your accounts. It links all your accounts. So if you think you have 0 naira in one place, but you have 400,000 somewhere, my brother, they will scan all your accounts and find out that you have 400,000 naira somewhere. So you will not be eligible for the 20,000 naira. So that is the implication. Some of you don't understand some of those things. That's why I'm just breaking it down. Hello?
See, I just want to add you two with that professor that I had.
That's Professor Balu.
Yeah. That's only one to work for in this country, firstly. So I know if we are going to, probably we are going to get out of this. But yep. Let's think forward. If I'm 100% sure that if we finally get out of this pandemic, next thing will be we are going into a recession. That's a dream of mine.
Yeah, I talked about recession as one of the things that might likely happen if we don't cater for all of this. Now, this is how it goes. If we cannot open the country if we keep having asymptomatic cases showing up. So that is why I believe NCDC want to scale up testing so that we know. If we test a lot of people, if we test, okay, say we've done large amount of testing in Lagos, and we fish out those that are asymptomatic or based on contact tracing, then we can isolate them and open the city, treat the entire city and open the city. So we do that state by state. If we don't do that, if we don't upscale testing, if we don't ramp up testing, we might get to a point where, I mean testing, I don't mean, every Nigeria come and let's test, based on contact tracing, let us upscale the numbers of people that are testing. If we don't, there is no how they will release a lockdown. And the more we are on lockdown, the government is looking for palliatives. If you do that first month, because according to reports, the government hopes to maintain this for 3 months. So they give out to 3 million households for this month, next month, then the other month. That's 3 months. My question is, plus the state governments are saying the government should suspend PE, that's the money that states pay to the federal governments, that the federal government should suspend it so that the states can take care of themselves. Now, if the federal government is not getting new cash and the economy is still closed and we are not getting people dashing us money or giving us aids, how do we make up for the allocation? Because we'll get to a point where the government will say, no, we cannot pay 100% salaries anymore. Let us pay just 40% salary just to keep you alive. So I believe the last caller saying we might head into a recession, it is a probability. We may or we may not. So that is my own projections. And these are all economic projections. It might not happen like that. And this outbreak is looking so different from Lassa fever, different from SARS, different from MERS. And we don't really know how it's going to happen. But we have to get past this stage and open the economy. If we don't, if companies keep laying off workers, put workers on unpaid leave, then the number of urban poor would increase. Because if I had a job before, that job made me to get some certain amount of money. I was not called an urban poor then. If a company is not paying me for 2 months, that puts me already in the unemployment benefits like the United States. So that means automatically you should now be called an urban poor, right? Because the company that you're working has put you on unpaid leave. you don't have money at hand, you are not getting money for April or for May, the unemployment will shoot. Just like in the United States, 20 million job loss in the space of 4 weeks, in the space of 30 days. About 20 million job loss in the United States. That is why Trump is doing everything as much as possible to open the economy. If it continues, they will just keep injecting, stimulus. And now if you get reserves somewhere, now you could just inject stimulus anyhow. Some country stimulus only lasts for 2 months. Some country stimulus can last for 3 months. Some countries do not have the power to go beyond 1 month stimulus. So all these pulled together. Now, I do a lot of economic reading and all of that. So I've looked at this from different angles. We will survive the virus. Now, surviving the virus may not be our only problem. We might just have a new set of problems in Nigeria if we don't look into finances. Where is the budget? What is the expensive part of the budget that we need to cut down? Some countries have cut down on some specific areas. They've put the money in research. Some people have cut down on specific areas and they've put the money in aviation to cushion the effect of those that will lose their jobs via aviation and manufacturing. So we can channel some of this money. Professor Balo is not all that wrong. You get, there are other areas that we are spending money anyhow in Nigeria. Look at feeding allowance, look at wardrobe allowance, look at car allowance. All those excesses, we can remove them for now. We are not saying we will not give them this allowance later on, but we need it to cushion the effect of the poor. You get, so we need to sit down and look at the excess cash. Where is the excess cash going to? And how do we bring it back into the economy? How do we upscale this definition of poor in Nigeria? Because the definition of poor in Nigeria changes every day. Today you are rich, tomorrow you are poor. Like, from nowhere, you are rich today and you are poor tomorrow. Like, for example, now, Ondo State has a 3.9, about 4 million population in Ondo State. And the taxable number, let me just extract the taxable number. The taxable number of 50% of 3.9 million in Ondo State, for example, they are 18 years and below. 50%. So that means let's slash 3.9 into 2. That we have about 1.8 something. Now, 1.8 something means that is the amount of people that can be taxed. Now, out of that 1.8 something million, how many people have jobs in the 1.8 million? How many people have businesses? How many people are in the civil service? So I'm giving Ondo State as just a typical example of how other states might go through this period. So the government is forced to pay a lot of salaries. Companies that are not opening cannot pay tax because you have to release or you have to turn down tax. If companies are not opening, they cannot pay tax to states, and states cannot generate IGR. So the states will get to a point where their total dependency will be on the federal government. So have you guys looked at all of this? Not the only virus be the problem right now. The issue that we are all looking at now is because we are seeing just the virus. But other countries are seeing not just the virus, they are seeing the effects of the virus. In terms of population growth, in terms of people losing their jobs, unemployment, inflation. If they even give you the 2,000 naira, if the economy and cash flow is not going round, your 2,000 naira will not be enough to buy adequate products as before the virus. So that means if they give you 2,000 naira, and before now you can buy garri for 180 naira or 220 naira, and now you are buying garri for 300 and something naira. If you do that for a household, 20,000 naira will not be able to feed a typical household of, say, 5 persons. For those of you that give birth to 8 children, I really celebrate the gift of God upon your life. And for those of you that are still laying seeds and planting seeds different places, I celebrate God upon your life too. So let us look at the households. If you have 6 to 7 persons in the household, 20,000 could buy a lot of things for maybe a month. Now, 20,000 naira now, half of that money already is going to foodstuff for just 1 week. So because when you have children sometimes, you can tell an adult to say, don't eat 3 square meals a day. Kids don't understand. Kids don't understand 3, 2 square meals. If you reduce it to 1, they will cry on your neck. You will now be their government. So we need to look at this thing from different places. My name is Femi Greater Heights, and I think beyond the virus. And I want you guys to also think beyond the virus. Think beyond the... Okay, you cannot think beyond the hunger, because if you're hungry, say, you cannot even think at all. So for those that are hungry, they don't have food to eat. I have seen some people giving out palliatives without the government on Twitter, and I can't mention their names, but I really want to appreciate you guys for the little cartons you are giving to people, putting 1 Congo, 2 Congo of rice inside of it. Fine, it might not take care of the whole family, but my opinion is, if one person can do all of that, imagine what the government can do with support from people. In Lagos, you see people giving out money, but how many solid industries, companies do we have in Ondo State that is supporting the government? By now in Ondo State, we should be hearing that, oh, one company from Okiaro, or one company from Shagari, or one company for this thing, dedicated $2 million or $1 billion to the state government, or give $500 million. How many you don't hear from Ondo State? It tells you that Ondo State as a state, what is the definition of the wealth of the people? Have we increased the wealth of the people? People like Elon Musk can close their eye and give $1 billion. People like Bill Gates can close their eye and give $1 billion. But what is the wealth of a state? Because if they don't have companies, everybody is civil servant. Now, and over it when, and I won't donate money, give government. So now, what thing would they talk about? If the state's wealth for the people increases, there is no way it will not reflect in the finances of the state, the progress of the state, the advancement of the state. So beyond this virus, we should sit down and look at how we can increase the wealth of the people. Not just opening one small this thing, government, you have so many ministries and you pack people there. Some of these ministries are not generating anything. They are consuming more of the state. Sometimes the small sense. So some people are very, very intelligent, more than what I am saying. Some people know the practical realities of economics and how it relates with government, people, and the entire world in particular. But they are hungry right now. They cannot think. Then two, those that can think, they cannot go out. Social distancing. And those that can also think, sometimes they need to save their own self. Because every government now wants to stay alive. We're in the survival mode. Okay, so let's put all those pieces together. And do not forget, wash your hands as often as possible. And think beyond this virus. If you don't, reinvent your business. Because after all of this, would you still have a business? Would you still have a job? I was saying on Twitter that now who don't chop belle full? Now you go say go they learn Excel. Go and learn data science. Go and learn this thing. Some people want to learn data science. They don't have light. Some people want to even go and do online course. They don't have data. Now don't eat. Now you go say, go and learn an extra skill. If hunger mama you, Excel will look like excellence grade. So don't just send buses of Gary, buses of rice and go into communities. And we cannot even know if these communities to a household, they are getting what they are supposed to get. So put all these things together now. Put them together, put them for envelope. If you are rejecting food, if you are some of you that are still burning food, think twice. But those of you that are still wasting food, think twice. God is watching you. And those of you that are rejecting food, both cooked and uncooked, whatever local government you have, you think you are angered by the government, please, the little food the government brings, do not waste it. You do not waste it. If you have any issues with anybody that is sharing food, look at it that there are people that need it that are not angry and they are hungry. Because who they angry? We no collect food. That means say he no really hungry. There's a thin line between angry and hungry. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for listening. My name is Femi Greater Heights, and the show is Talk Tech.